so that it'll grow and increase until God has his final desire. These ways. Number one, spend time with him in prayer and reading his word and keeping it. Time in prayer. I mean, make it a priority. Don't give him the last little scrapings of the day. Give him the first scrapings. And then increase the time. Okay. Keep the word of God. Okay. Number two, listen for his voice. Don't spend all your time in prayer talking. Spend half of it listening. And ask him, Lord, what do you have for me today? And obey what you hear. Number three, don't try to live for Jesus. Let him live through you. Let him do it. And as his spirit guides, you won't have to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? You'll know what to do. Instantly, the Spirit of God will quicken it and you'll go do it. You'll know. Number four, let Jesus increase in you because of the revelation by his Holy Spirit. You know, it's revelation that brings increase. The revelation, as you read the word, and you may read this one thing 100 times, but the 101st time, it becomes rhema to you, and bango, you've got a new revelation, and you're excited about it. That's what changes you. And last, ask God to show you his ways, like Moses did. The people of Israel said, no, we don't want to know those. We want to see his great acts. Moses said, God, show me your ways. And that was also the prayer of King David. Show me your ways, God. Teach me your paths. Ask him those things. Ask him those things. Remember, Jesus is the gospel. It's not a doctrine. The gospel is not a doctrine. It's a person. Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, is a person. He is God's glory in you. Expect that glory to increase. Shine, Jesus, shine. Amen. Come, please, Pastor Diane. Hallelujah.